Hello, everyone. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day four of our 12 Days of Manifesting program. So today, we're going to talk about getting divinely clean. We're talking about energetically, because there's so much that happens in our world that is outside of us, but it gets connected to our energetic field. We get affected by it. We are traumas that happen. We carry them with us. And it is up to us to do the inner work to clean that energetic field on a regular basis so that we can do what we've come to do, so that we can be who we've come to be, so that we can let go of the past. We can let go of the things that are telling us we can't, we're too small, we're too this, we're too that. When we've had traumas, if we've grown up in less than desirable, less than healthy environments, which I would guess is probably most everybody. Not everybody comes in, you know, with families that are super healthy, and especially intuitives, especially people who are in the healing profession, most of us have come in intentionally to families that give us the opportunity to really get clean and clear about who we are and what we are going to be doing in the world, how we show up. And so we have shit to heal. We got stuff to deal with. And when it comes to believing that we can do something bigger than we know ourselves to be, it can be a challenge. And this is where we have to do the inner work. If we want to hold that vision, that's why it takes time, guys, to be able to energetically hold a vision of something that we want. Takes time. And we're thinking, well, if it didn't happen, I wanted that, I asked for it, but it didn't happen. That is like saying, well, I wanted a garden, I planted a seed, why don't I have this incredible garden right now? It is the epitome of, forgive me, spiritual immaturity or manifestation immaturity to think that you're going to turn around and manifest something massive that you want, or even something big that you want, without having to do this inner work, without getting clear and being able to hold the vision of wanting it and creating it and saying, I've got this. Of course I can do this. Yeah, I got it. Without doing the inner work, without doing the energy work, without shifting and changing your beliefs so that you're in alignment with that new vision. This should be really good news for many of you. Like, oh, that's why it hasn't worked out yet. Oh, got it. It's not me. I'm a failure at manifesting. No. You just didn't realize you had to do this other work to be in alignment. And that's not saying all of you. Some of you are really good. This is what you do. This is where you live. This is your work. And you have manifested things in your life that are just incredible. And now you want to manifest something else, and you're like, well, why hasn't it happened yet? Well, this is why. Manifesting is two things. It's the energy, and this is what we're talking about today. But it's also the actions. Taking actions to support that vision. And what happens is we get this vision. We get this idea that we want something, right? Oh, I would love to have that home. And then we're like, oh, but what it will take is, I don't know, that's a lot. It's a lot to even think about, can I do that? It's too much, blah, blah, blah. We get stopped in that point, and then we don't move forward. And then we put it on our we have this desire, it's like, oh, you know, I'd really like that. So we put it on our vision again. We're going to talk today about what getting squeaky clean looks like and why it's important. When we have an opportunity to create change, to move into a new space of understanding, a new place of awareness, a new place of consciousness, and we are supported so magnificently by the divine, by the universal planets, for crying out loud, take it. take advantage of it and celebrate it. It is a good thing. Getting divinely clean is all about letting go. It's all about trusting. It's all about you stepping into alignment, taking actions that are in alignment. We'll get to that part later, but right now we talk about how do I release? How do I let go? How do I even become aware that I'm not letting go? That's huge. How do I become aware? And I'll tell you the key to know if you've got resistance to your vision or to your guidance or to what you've been given is a yeah, but. Well, yeah, but I'm not sure that that's true. Yeah, but I don't know if I should do that. Yeah, but that I did that in the past and it didn't work out. Yeah, but that's just too much. Yeah, but I'm not qualified. Yeah, but I'm too old, or I'm too fat, or I'm too thin, or I'm too whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, but hands down, your secret weapon to realizing that you're in resistance. You got a yeah, but going on. Good news is yeah, buts can be taken care of with relative ease, with relative gentleness. Oftentimes our yeah, buts are attached to a trauma that happened maybe in our childhood, or they are a result of cultural training. Getting energetically clean is hands down the biggest piece of manifesting what you want. Yes, you have to take action. Yes, you have to be connected. Yes, you have to blah, 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 all of that. Once you have your vision, you must connect with what is stopping you from taking the actions that you then automatically get guided to take. Oh, it's too much. Oh, who am I? Who's going to listen to me? Yeah, but all of that, that's your key. Pay attention. So how do you get rid of the yeah buts? How do you clean them up? How do you clear them? And I'm going to tell you my favorite ones, the things that have helped me step into where I am. So one, hands down, forever and ever, is tapping. Tapping is probably the best thing I've discovered to move my energy emotionally quickly so that I can then take action. It's simple, effective, useful, easy, and if you don't use it on a regular basis, I highly recommend you start using it on a regular basis. I also love Jin Shinjutsu, and I don't know very much about it, but the things I do know are finger holds, and the finger holds that I know are amazing. They work. You just have to hold your finger and breathe. CAT, the complete alignment technique. This is fast becoming one of my new faves. Recognizing where you are blocked and then taking the action to clear the block is essential for creating and manifesting what you want. Donna Eden is an incredible healer. Her work is amazing. If you follow any of Donna Eden's work, I would highly recommend using her work to clear your blocks. She healed herself of MS through cleaning her energy. Like, she's incredible. Doing intentional energy clearings like past life regressions or future life progressions, where you connect with yourself in the future and you get information and it releases feelings and fears of what you do. Guys, this is not a one and done thing. For those of you who think, oh, I tapped. Oh, I did a past life reading. Oh, I did a future life thing. Oh, I did that. It's not a one and done. This is an ongoing thing because we are ongoing beings. And as we get closer to creating what we want, we realize where we're not in alignment. Let's get it cleared so it can be done, so we can move past that, so we can have the abundance that is on the other side of it, because there is abundance for us. Getting clean is at the heart of manifesting. And if you're not doing this, you're probably going to have some challenges in getting, in creating what it is you want. I think that guided visualizations are great in retraining our brain, or meditations, guided meditations are great in retraining our brain. You know, I talk about it like, getting clean, like you get in a shower. Well, water is incredibly healing. Water will cleanse your auric field beautifully. And whatever form of water you want to use, it will cleanse it out. But you can't stay in the water all day long. You got to go take action, right? So it's like, okay, so what do I need to clear out? Because you'll still be in the water and go, I still feel like I can't do it because. And then you have to work through the pieces of why I can't do it. I can't do it because. It's too big. It's too much. If you're a processor outwardly, find someone you trust, someone you like, someone who can help you, who can be objective, who isn't only going to be a friend, but they can be a friend and love you, but also will be honest with you. That's what manifestation is, cleaning up your crap. Okay. Have a beautiful afternoon, a beautiful weekend, everyone. This transformation, love it up. What are you releasing? What am I letting go of? What do I want to just release out of my life? I'm so willing to let it go. I release it, and so it is. Go get your divine on, everybody. Big hugs to you all. I'll see you on Monday. Bye now.